Queensland's Deputy Premier Stephen Miles and Labor frontbencher Ed Husic are both accusing Prime Minister Scott Morrison of pandering to right-wing extremists ahead of next year's federal election. Mr. Morrison condemned anti-lockdown protesters in Victoria, but also criticised Labor state premiers for maintaining COVID-19 restrictions as vaccination rates rise. Queensland's double-dose vaccination coverage is at 71.6%. When the state hits 80%, unvaccinated people will not be allowed into reopened venues. Mr. Morrison says vaccine mandates should only be enforced in medical settings.
We're not in favour of mandatory vaccines imposed by the government. Businesses can make their own choices under the law, but we're not about telling them what to do or telling Australians what to do. Vaccines only are mandatory in cases where you've got health workers that are working with vulnerable people. That's what our medical advice has always been. And as we get above 80% in particular, which the scientific advice shows us and the research shows us, that means Australians can have their lives back. They should be able to go to get a cup of coffee in Brisbane when you're over 80%, regardless of whether you've had the vaccines or not.
I'm Tina Quinn, and you're listening to SBS News.